I'm Adam Gonzalez.
And I'm Jesse Espinoza.
And this is Creepy Crawling Cryptids, where we talk to you about your favorite creepy crawling creatures from crypts to creeks.
Today we're talking about UFOs.
UFOs!
Mm-hmm, or unidentified flying objects.
Don't they call them something new now?
Yeah, so they call them UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomenon, so it sounds more professional.
In case it's a pterodactyl.
Yeah, just in case, you never know.
Yeah, that's what I assume all UFOs are, dinosaurs.
I mean, hey, look, could be.
Okay, that's
they are unidentified.
Yeah, they are. You wanna start? Or you want me to start?
Yeah. I have like a little quick timeline.
Oh, we love timelines.
All right. So first ever recorded is 15th century BC in Egypt. The Pharaoh Thutmose III saw silent, foul-smelling circles of fire and discs in the sky.
Foul-smelling?
Yeah, I guess they smelled that bad.
What could they have been, like, scientifically?
So there is kind of these... Let me look through my notes. Okay, so there's things called sun dogs.
Uh-huh.
So they're also called mock suns. The solar halo is, like, a light phenomenon due to the atmosphere and bit stuff where, like, the sun looks like it has a halo.
Uh-huh.
And then sometimes it'll, like, be weird and then, like, make it look like a fireball.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I guess.
Okay. Foul smelling's weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
I'd assume maybe in this instance it was aliens. Or burning gases, like natural gases that got released into the air.
Could be.
Well, you kind of ruined my intro because I was like, oh, like the first UFO sighting, right? Like the first well-documented one. And you mentioned a fucking pharaoh. Mine's from 1947.
Oh, well, yeah. Several of mine are before 1947.
I can't believe you. You ruined my first chunk.
Well, you're going to be upset about the next, like, six.
Oh, no. All right, keep going.
All right, so 6th century BC, Mesopotamia. The prophet Ezekiel saw four beings of human appearance emerge from a vessel of bronze.
So. Well, he's a prophet, so those are just angels, right?
I mean, but they were riding around. Do angels, like, ride vessels of bronze?
the ghost ride in the angel whip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next, 747 AD, China. A huge flame-breathing dragon was flying across the sky and is being followed by an airship full of men.
Wait. So there's a lot to unload on that one because I'm like, oh well, dinosaurs. What does it mean?
It means some dudes in an airship were hunting a dragon.
But that's what I'm saying, because there's so much to unload on that one.
Yeah, that one's, like, weirdly specific, because the other ones are just, like human shapes or just balls of fire, but this one's...
A flying, fire-breathing dragon being followed by a ship full of men hunting it?
Yeah. It's... Well, they're just following it, so maybe they're not hunting it. I just assumed
maybe
hunting.
It's like a fire-breathing dragon-drawn carriage. Yeah.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be a chariot, dragon chariot.
Dragon chariot. I'm sure there's some kind of story about that.
I wouldn't be surprised. Let's see. 1900, France. A bunch of people saw an aerial ship flying around. 1561 in Germany. Over 200 cylindrical spheres and discs flew in the sky.
200, you say?
Yeah.
When?
In 1561.
I was trying to think of something
late middle,
like,
ages, I think.
Huh?
Late Middle Ages?
Yeah. Ooh, is it?
Or it might be the beginning of Renaissance. I don't know.
It's the beginning of Renaissance.
Yeah, I think you're.
Because we came to the Americas in the 1600s.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And then we liberated America in the 1700s.
And we liberated what?
Like, then we, like the Tea Party was in the 1700s.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you said liberated the natives.
No!
I don't know about that one, buddy. We did the opposite.
Hey, listen. I'm part Native American. I know what was done to the Native Americans. It's not just the Trail of Tears. It's really sad.
Yeah.
Changes the subject matter on the episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Any hoozle. So 1666 in Russia, a ball of fire was seen in the sky when a bunch of people were leaving church. 1883, Mexico. 400 cigar-shaped object moved across the sun.
Cigar-shaped objects?
Yay.
Okay.
And then 1897, Kansas. An airship grabbing a cow with a long red rope was seen flying away.
That might be one of the best.
Yeah.
Just like cow fishing?
Yeah. I think just a guy was on his farm and he saw a saucer. grab a cow with the
rope.
Was
it his cow?
I don't know. I didn't get that much detail. Yeah, it just had a little grabby claw and grabbed the cow.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's all the ones before 1947.
What would the aliens want with a cow?
Burgers?
So, in 1947, there is what Britannica is referring to as the first well-known UFO sighting. Apparently, businessman Kenneth Arnold saw a group of 9 high-speed objects by Mount Rainier in Washington. And apparently he was flying his small plane. He said they were crescent-shaped objects. And then here's a quote from him. Like saucers skipping on water.
That's weirdly specific.
Yeah, so I'm assuming this is probably like where like flying saucer started to get like super popular.
Yeah, I read about that too. And so basically the quote was kind of misunderstood by the media. So like they thought that it was a flying saucer.
I see, yeah. And so, it was mistakenly stated the object were saucer shaped, hence the term flying saucer.
Yeah.
Interesting. After that, apparently, aerial phenomenon increased, like sightings. And in 1948, the U.S. Air Force started investigating the reports, and it was referred to as Project Sign. Didn't we just get like a big like release of UFO information?
Yeah, we did.
Are you gonna talk about that?
Yeah, I was gonna talk.
Jump into it.
Jump into that.
Jump into it.
All right. Let's see. Okay, so the department. So basically. In 2017, a video from 2004 came out of a Super Hornet kind of following this unidentified object. And there's a video of it, and it's just this weird thing where it's kind of turning and stuff, and it's going real fast and turning in a way that no technology can't turn.
Okay.
So it's weird. So this kind of came out, and so then somehow it came out that the Department of Defense was just like, oh yeah, we keep like a record of all these. Congress is like, what? So Congress like pulled up to like figure it out, like to like release
right.
Some of it.
I feel better that they keep a record though.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Yeah, so this was referred to as the UAP Task Force.
There it is, UAP.
Yeah, so let's see. So there are 510 UAP observed just in 2021, there were 510 UAP. 366 were investigated. Half of them were unremarkable and were probably just some debris or something, you know. 26 were drones, 163 were balloons, 6 was just random clutter. All the other ones demonstrated unusual flight characteristics or performance capabilities.
Huh.
So, yeah.
That's a good chunk.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of... So, this is a bit of a sidetrack, but it's a funny little story.
Okay.
So, you know how crazy America got during the Cold War about being afraid of Soviets, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, basically America designs this jet bomber, mm-hmm. and the Russians are like, oh shit, like we don't have anything that can counter this jet bomber.
Right.
So they're like, we need an interceptor jet that can kill jet bombers. So they're like, but that's expensive, and... We don't know how to do that, so they're like, well, what we're going to do is we're going to attach rockets to a jet. And so the problem with, like, rockets versus, like, jet engines is that they only go on and off. They don't have, like, slow, medium, fast. So something the Nazis discovered and killed a whole bunch of their test pilots with. But, you know, well, that's a story for another time. But anyway, so this made them go incredibly fast,
mm-hmm.
but then that creates a lot of friction. So you got to have something strong that can support that heat, right?
Uh-huh.
So they're like, we should use steel, but that's expensive. So they used nickel, which made it heavy. So they had to make wings large enough to be able to support all this weight. So this it's called the MiG, mm-hmm. and it was able to go super fast in a straight line. So as long as it's in a straight line, the MiG was the best around. So what happens is the Soviets do some parade thing. And they see some, there's a video of this MiG flying by, and America's like, whoa, look how big those wings are. That's for super maneuverability. And it also goes super fast. So this thing's not only super fast, but super maneuverable. So it was legitimately incredibly fast in a straight line. So like
right.
they ended up catching it on radar and it reached like Mach 3, which is still something that we have trouble doing today, uh-huh. right? So of course America's like, oh my god, they made a super jet, they won the Cold War, we're done. And then a pilot ends up defecting from the Soviet Union and crash lands in like Japan and like gives over his MiG
uh-huh.
so for them to look at it. It turns out, so these engines, they're just attached from rockets. So they're like used like three times and then they have to replace them. And then the whole thing's made out of nickel.
It's super impractical.
And it can't turn, but it can go super fast. Which that's the only thing it has going for it. So America's like, oh, fuck. And then they also ended up giving up on the jet bomber design, too, because it wasn't practical. So it's, like, completely meaningless.
One of the most, like, Cold War stories
ever. Yeah, oh, God.
Because all of them are insane.
Oh, we should do MK Ultra sometime, because that one...
We should.
That one's prime. It's, like, Cold War bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, half of it is just like, you know what? I bet the Soviets have mind control. And they're like, Soviets, you have mind control? And they're like, yeah, sure. And they're like, they have mind control. We got to do better.
I think also during the Cold War, one of my favorites is how many cats they train to be spies. and cats are like super good spies until you set them out into the wild.
Yeah.
Then they stop being really good spies.
Oh, they just keep dying too. All their skull, their spy cats.
It's terrible.
Like, would immediately get ran over by cars and stuff.
It's so sad.
It is. Because they made them go through all these surgeries and stuff.
Yeah, they like put cameras on them and stuff.
Yeah,
like earphones. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's awful. Nice.
It's insane. But on the product or not the topic of like government like flying objects,
yeah.
right? I always do like pause it before I like jump to aliens. Mm-hmm. Like what are the chances that like our government just has stuff that like we obviously aren't sharing with the public, right? Because like isn't there like a thing where like I think technology, I mean, think about how much our budget for the military is.
Yeah.
Technology is typically, what, a couple, like, decades ahead for, like, whatever the military has access to is a couple decades ahead of what, like commercial knows.
I don't know about decades. So the thing is, so to give you an idea of what super spy equipment is, GoPros were super spy equipment for, like, 10 years.
GoPros.
Yeah, like the CIA had like a special like
right
thing that they that only they had GoPros for like
yeah.
5 years or something.
I suppose we could chalk it up to America propaganda. They're
yeah.
like, you know, all of our stuff is so advanced, you guys don't even know. And
yeah.
it's just like nah.
Yeah, no, everything like you just look at the F-35, which is like the most advanced jet
uh-huh.
in the world right now. It like barely fucking works.
Well, that's part of the problem too. Is that you start to get to certain speeds, things aren't meant to go that fast.
Yeah,
like objects are not meant to go that fast.
I remember there was a story about, like back in the day, we would purposely like make trains slower because we thought that like if you tried to go faster than like a running horse, that like nature wouldn't allow it, and you would just die or something. So like for a while we purposely didn't let trains go too fast.
I need to fact check that because I want that to be true so bad. I also have pulled up here. Oh my gosh. Sorry. So this is Politico. I don't know what Politico is as a site.
Yeah, they do like fact checking and stuff.
That's cool. It's wonderful. They have a whole UFO page keeping up to with what's going on right now as we are... it is February currently, and we are in America, and just we've been having a bit of an air traffic issue.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna read off some of the titles. Okay,
yeah.
U.S. officials finish search for debris from balloon shot down off South Carolina. Skies over North America go quiet after 3 days of shootdowns, Austin says. White House on unidentified objects. No indication of aliens. That was from the White House.
Cool.
Top general says suspected Chinese spy balloons have flown over Middle East. U.S. jet downs unidentified object over Canada. And this is as we get deeper in. Spy agencies report hundreds more UFO sightings since 2021.
Oh, man.
Quote, new territory. America's top aerospace sleuths join UFO hunt. House votes to make it easier to report UFOs.
Oh, good.
NASA launches study seeking clues about UFOs. I feel like that should have been a thing NASA did a long time ago, as that's like their whole purview.
Yeah. Oh,
but those are just some of the most recent ones. We're in quite the UFO-charged time.
Yeah, we're in a special time, everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. I also read a thing about the reason they used the missile to shoot down the plane.
Uh-huh.
It was because I guess like 20 years ago or something, like a similar thing happened over Canada, and they tried to shoot it down with like machine guns on the jet, and they missed twice. So they're like, now we're just going to shoot the missile.
Yeah, well, so that actually was part of the... So, in the one by Canada, but not over the border yet. So that was still on our on American soil. American airspace. Because we shot all of them down. Canada had to scramble our jets to shoot them down. But the one that was still in American airspace that wasn't in Canada yet, it was over the frozen area. What's the really cold part of America? The state. I can't think of it. That's right next to Canada.
Michigan?
No.
Minnesota?
Doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Maine?
No. It's like the gigantic chunk of America we have that's just frozen. Alaska!
Alaska!
Alaska! There we go. I think the biggest landmass America has, and it's just all snow. The one that we shut down in Alaska, first off, I think they're still struggling to recover it.
Oh.
Because it's like frigid and all, you know, all messed up. But they went to shoot it down, but it was nighttime. So they didn't shoot it down, and they waited till morning, which I think is hilarious. Yeah. They're like, because I think they took some, like, pot shots at it. They couldn't hit it, and they're like, I'll get it in the morning. It's just a wonderful story. Because, like, at first thought, right, like, they couldn't hit it, and so you think, like, something's up. But they're like, it was just dark.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's a whole debate on whether, like, there's any point in jets having machine guns anymore. Like, you don't require line of sight anymore for aerial fighting. So, it's like, dock fighting's kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah, definitely.
I remember there's a story that... There's too many.
Yeah, we're getting fully off base.
I'm really into jets and stuff, so, like, this is kind of, like, what I'm into.
That's Jesse's special interest.
Look. This is my podcast, all right? I'm going to go on all the side things. In the Iran-Iraq war, like...
Oh, no.
I believe the Iranians had, like, a better jet or something, and so they blew up an Iranian and an Iraqi jet.
Uh-huh.
And so they, like, didn't even... the jet just blew up, and they couldn't figure out what happened. So they, like, ended up investigating, like, everyone on the airbase and, like, executed people because they thought they were spies.
No!
And it turns out, no, they just had had longer-range missiles and it couldn't detect it.
Horrible.
Oh, man.
Isn't it so cool that we can make these, like, odysseys of science and then immediately use them for mass destruction?
Well, look, the massive jumps in technology is usually because of war.
That is true, yeah. Tanks.
Look, who got the best stick to hit with? You know, it comes down to that.
Merc! so back to UFOs. So we've just been getting a ton of sightings. I do kind of want to quickly talk to you and, like, posit these sightings, right? The ones that we've been seeing. Because they came almost directly after the Chinese balloon incident, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, there's been a bunch.
And so that's the real question, right? Is are these UFOs or UAPs, right? Unidentified flying objects, are you know, capturing the American public and our podcast, our cryptids, and these things that are beyond science and wonderful, and so of course that's what's gotten these things so interesting, right? Mm-hmm. All these ones that have been getting shot down. There's these things in American airspace. There are these balloons. Do we realistically, like,
Is it aliens or is it spy tech? Like balloon spy tech that's being sent over.
But it's also weird because, like, why are we still using balloons? I feel like...
Well, I think that was the whole thing is that the balloons were going under our radar.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so we didn't pick it up because I read an article on it that we didn't pick it up until we changed what we were using for our... I think we changed the frequency of what we were catching. Because the only reason we caught the first one was because it had entered public airspace. Mm-hmm. Planes, I was going to say trains, where trains fly, where the planes fly through. What is that called?
I don't know.
It's public airspace, right? And so that's pretty much the height at which all planes fly through. And that was the first one we caught. And it's because it was in that airspace. And when we caught that one, it caused the military, because, you know, they scrambled, shot it down. It caused the military to adjust what they were blipping for, practically. And so that's when we started catching it. So I think realistically that if it was spyware, we just had such little opinion of a photograph balloon that we didn't have it on our radar. And now we do. And so that might be the reason we're seeing so much of them.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Or it's aliens.
Yeah, it could be. About that, the flying V, the ships you were...
Oh, yeah, the saucers? The saucers that weren't saucers?
Yeah, the saucers that weren't saucers. So I noticed, like, there's a little weird thing, okay? So, like, the end of that month, we talked about this, I believe, in the Men in Black episode.
Uh-huh.
Where Harold Dahl and his son... Oh, I didn't write down his son's name.
Oh, anyway, no.
His son, him and his son and his dog were out on a boat, and they saw 6 donut-shaped UFOs fly over their boat, and it rained down a bunch of metallic debris. This ended up killing their dog.
Oh!
And then later that, the next day, he was visited by a man in a black suit who knew about it and threatened him to keep quiet.
That's weird.
So, yeah, that's just 3 days after that. No, no, this is the end of the month. The end of that month, the same month as the... But then, 3 days before the not-flying saucers...
Right.
Is when the Roswell, New Mexico event happened.
Now, Roswell, New Mexico is like the most popular UFO sighting and crash site and all that. So tell us more about it, Jesse.
Yeah, okay. So a rancher, Mac Brazel, and his son Vernon were driving across their ranch land when they saw a large area of bright wreckage made up of rubber strips, tin foil, and a rather tough paper and sticks.
Okay.
He collected it and dropped it off at the sheriff's station. With Sheriff George Wilcox. He contacted Colonel Blancard, commander of Roswell Army Airfield. He couldn't get connected, so he contacted General Ramey in Fort Worth, Texas. Major Marcel was sent to investigate the wreckage. They said it was just the remains of a weather balloon.
Okay.
But it is now believed to be a part of Project Mogul, which was basically a high-altitude balloon that would have had a bunch of sensors and spies and spy equipment to look at the Soviet Union. Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just interesting that those, 3 events happened.
So close together.
Yeah.
I think that's also one of the things about UFOs that is interesting. Because I think everybody has a UFO story. Right? Do you have one?
No.
I do. I've seen one. But I just chalked it up to being weird. I was driving with my godmother when I was little, and we both looked out the window, and there was this blimp. Well, it looked like a blimp that was super metallic, and it was over a building. And then we both looked away, and then looked back, and within seconds it was gone. It could have, who knows what it could have been, right? But I think that's one of the interesting things about UFOs that captures the public's imagination so much is that, one, what are these weird things in the sky? I think humans have always looked to the sky, right? Look at stories like Icarus and things like that. We've always looked to the skies, right?
Yeah.
The feat of flying is a thing that has been in the idea of what humans conceptualize forever. And so, yeah, I think that with the stories becoming more frequent, part of it is that it's become sort of part of this cultural zeitgeist, and we're all more aware of it. And so the question is, does that cause more sightings because people are just seeing things and be like, oh, that has to be UFO? Or does it cause more awareness, which causes more sightings?
Mm.
Are aliens real?
I mean, that's what we're trying to figure out in this podcast.
That's what we're going to tell you. The end of this podcast will tell you definitively whether aliens are real or not. They're 100% scientific proof definitively.
Yep. All right. Just a couple little other stories.
Uh-huh.
You know, 1948, North Dakota, Minnesota border over Fargo. A World War II veteran fighter pilot was flying across the country when he noticed a white light appear on his wing. It made aggressive moves at him, so he went to shoot at it.
Well,
it says, oh, he like went and engaged it for a half an hour, but was outmaneuvered, and the thing flew at 400 miles per hour.
Imagine how embarrassing that would be.
Yeah, and the government said it was a weather balloon.
There's a lot of questions to be had about that one.
Yeah.
Like, was this guy just super drunk? Like, this fucking I can't hit it.
I mean, yeah, a lot of those World War II veterans were drunk a lot. So.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was it really something that was outmaneuvering him and it's something we should know about it? Or was he just super yammered and should not have been flying? And so he's like, it must have been going really fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if back then, before you went on a flight, you took a bottle of Jack with you or something.
Oh my goodness.
My flying whiskey keeps my hand steady.
It's so real. I wanted to bring some more stuff up. How many more little stories do you have?
I just have one more.
Okay, you can go ahead, because I think I want to finish us out kind of on this.
Okay. Okay, so there is a UFO. Okay, so this is 1953, Michigan. UFO was seen on a radar over Lake Superior. An F-99C Scorpion was sent to intercept the Scorpion disappeared, and the UFO flew away. No wreckage was found, and the Air Force gave conflicting reports to the guy's widow.
That's, like, suspect. Like, that's weird. That, no wreckage being found.
Yeah.
That's always weird. But, like, also, the planet's humongous. Like, I think we often forget how, like, large planets are. So losing stuff isn't that insane.
Yeah, yeah. And this is...
But...
And I looked up the Scorpion, so I actually didn't know what it was. It's a really ugly-looking plane, so we would have found it.
But also, conflicting reports is always weird. Yeah, that's always a really weird one.
Yeah. I actually do have one.
Okay,
more.
No, you're
sorry.
Good, you're good.
Sorry. So this is one that we like touched on before, so I just wanted to talk about it again. So Skywalker Ranch. Not Skywalker Ranch.
Skinwalker Ranch. Yeah.
Skinwalker Ranch.
I would love to go to Skywalker Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Though.
That seems like a great time. No, anyway. Just a quick thing, in case you guys didn't listen to our Skinwalker episode. Or it's been a while, you know? It's been a while. The area is thought to be cursed with cattle being mutilated, crop circles, and UFO sightings. In the 90s, Robert Bigelow bought the land in northeastern Utah for $200,000. He set up a 24-hour surveillance. So in 1776, missionary Sylvester Valles de Escalante saw fireballs appearing over his campfire in El Rey.
Uh-huh.
Nearby in 1998, in Bottle Hollow, a 420-acre freshwater reservoir, a police officer saw a large light dive into the water, erupt out, and fly away. The same day, four men were at the reservoir and they saw a blue-whitish ball enter it. The ball dove into the water, then came out as a shimmering, maneuverable belt-shaped shaft of light. It did a little dance and then flew away.
Hmm. Yeah.
It was real weird because, like, so this article that I read this from, they did this, like, whole, like, little side thing about the history of this reservoir. Like, how they legally had to put it in and stuff. It was like, why?
Yeah, why are we spending time on this?
And then they also, because I think it was, like, on a Native American reservation. So, like, the four men, they even, like, put a little side note, like, they weren't Native men.
Uh-huh.
I'm just like, this is a weird...
That is so odd.
Yeah, it was just a weird article. Yeah. That's all I got. I got, like, quick little explanations for... It turns out, like, a lot of them are just, like, clouds.
Yes.
UFO shit.
Yeah. I wanted to kind of talk about this. And this isn't exactly UFOs. And then I want to, like, get to, like, our opinions on it, right? Uh-huh. So, first off... here we have the thing. Are aliens calling? Scientists find 8 suspicious radio signals in space. So we've been getting a lot of, we've been picking up a lot of radio signals, but the issue with radio signals is they can be created by anything.
Mm-hmm.
One really cool one astronomers and scientists have picked up, what they refer to as the hydrogen line, which they pretty much picked up a signal from... I guess the beginning of the universe, it's pretty much, it's gonna possibly lead us to the capability to kind of have pause it and have an idea of what the universe looked like. It's like a space fossil, mm-hmm. but a space fossil of the universe. Fucking insane. But secondarily, we've been picking up some recurring frequencies, which is odd. And they're recurring at the same frequency. It's like impossible to tell if something is like man-made, like techno-made, right? Or like mm-hmm. made off of a natural occurrence. But that's what they're trying to decipher right now, is what are these frequencies and why are we getting them? Because the hydrogen one is obviously the hydrogen frequency. Like we can pick that up and we know that, could differentiate that. But these other frequencies, we're starting to ask the questions of like, why are they coming? Why are they getting here? And so it's like, oh, like, you know, with the UFO sightings and with these frequencies, it's begging all these questions. And I think what, like 2 years ago, some like ex like FBI guy or apparently ex FBI guy was like, oh, I'm gonna dox them, and we've been working with the the Earth as part of the universe, like the galaxy union, and like this that, and like we're friends with all the aliens, you know, crazy people stuff. And so it's one of those things where like, well, you know, what do we think? What do you think, Jesse? Do you think aliens are real? Do you think UFOs are real?
I do believe that we're part of this universe union.
Yeah, you know, no, this
America would never join a union.
Yeah, not only that, this aggressively warring planet is like, yeah, we'll join you. Like the alien. First off, if they were peaceful aliens who had like a whole like galactic federation, they would not invite Earth.
Yeah.
Humans are terrible right now. They're like, they need to get a step up. yeah, what do you think about UFOs, Jesse?
You know what? Aliens, it's one of those things that the universe is so big that I think it's pretty reasonable. There has to be something out there.
So, yeah, that is the thing, right, is that the universe is ever-expanding and humongous. So why haven't we seen aliens, right?
Even if we're one in a billion chance for, like, life, like, how many planets there probably are out there?
Exactly. But I will say the technology, like being technologically advanced enough to travel to Earth from another planet that's not directly in our system is kind of insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's one of those things, right, about the UFOs, is that even if aliens do exist, are they so technologically advanced that they're sending ships down here that can... I mean, obviously, if they could send ships down here, they have ships that can outmaneuver our ships, most likely. But, you know, that's the question to beg, right, is that... Are they that technologically advanced? And if they are, why are they bothering with Earth, you know?
Yeah. Man, I don't know.
Who do you think UFOs are otherwise?
Well, it turns out a lot of them are just clouds. You know? And, like, weather balloons. Like, the Roswell one, like, the description of it being tin foil and sticks.
Oh, that sounds 100% like a weather balloon. Yeah. Yeah,
it sounds like a weather
balloon. Is that a kite? yeah, I think that's one of those things that, like I was saying earlier, is that the idea of flight and stuff in the air really captures the imagination. Mm-hmm. And typically I'm all for, you know me, Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster are real. But, and I, you know, I always want to be on the mystical side of things. But UFOs are the clouds, weather balloons, maybe stuff people are testing, who knows. Mm-hmm. But I do think it is less likely that UFOs are something from another planet and more or less something from this planet that is just we don't know or don't notice or don't look at, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Shaking my head.
Oh, I forgot. Actually, one more thing.
Uh-huh,
so I got this book.
Okay.
This is like a book I've had for a long time.
Yeah, can you give us the name?
It's the UFO, The Continuing Enigma. It's where I got the timeline.
Okay, who's it by?
That's a good question. Reader's Digest.
Ah, it's the quest for the unknown. Quest Reader's the Digest. Unknown. Yes. I see.
I don't see an author. Reader's Digest.
Wait, it's from the Reader's Digest, so it's probably like a bunch of articles.
Oh, yeah, because it's like, it's real dense.
Yeah.
And I had trouble reading it because I can't read all this at once. But anywho, so there's just one part I wanted to go through.
You're doxing yourself for it, by the way. I'm bad at reading.
Look, good enough. I got through school. That's all that matters. 59. So page 59. Okay. So they have a section, your own UFO investigation.
Okay.
So it's a lot, but these are the basic procedures when investigating a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Record the name, age, sex, and profession of the witness. Ask a witness if they've seen a UFO before. Inquire discreetly into the witness's reliability.
Mm-hmm.
When and where did the sighting take place? How long did the sighting last? Anything less than 15 seconds is probably not worth investigating. Was the location rural, urban, industrial? Were there any military installations or airfields nearby? What was the weather like? How many objects did the witness see? Were there any known features against which the witness could judge the size of the object? And then they have them point, and there's just a little funny picture of this guy pointing.
Oh, he's pointing. He's pointing at the UFOs.
Yeah, there's UFOs, and he's pointing at them.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Jesse, I have a question.
Yeah?
What is your name? What state are you in? I need your telephone number. What's your sex, your occupation, your age?
My sex is all the time, baby.
Have you seen a UFO before?
No, I haven't. Yeah. So now you, listener, can investigate UFOs.
Yeah. You know, thank you for listening to Creepy Crawling Cryptids. We'll get back to you next time.
Yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you next time. Whoa. What's that light outside?
Well, that's weird. Is that
real bright?
Is that a red rope?
I can't see. Ah, 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 no! Jesse!